Mike Pence, I'm deeply troubled to see this indictment move forward. By Jeff Poor on June 9, 2023. Friday, during an interview with nationally syndicated radio host Hugh Hewitt, former Vice President Mike Pence, a candidate for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, reacted to his opponent and former boss, former President Donald Trump's federal indictment. Pence called the indictment deeply troubling. "I think it's important to note that we don't know the facts in this case," Pence said. "No one does. But you know, after years of politicization at the Justice Department, 2.5 years in our administration where we fought against the Russia hoax that the Durham report recently confirmed, was an investigation that should never even been started. And then when we saw the collusion between big tech and big media, and even the FBI to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story going into our investigation, you know, I'm deeply troubled to see this indictment move forward. I mean, you know, yesterday, on the road in Iowa, I had said that I had hoped that the DOJ would see its way clear not to move forward here," he continued. "But let me be very clear. No one is above the law. As you know better than most, Hugh, handling classified materials is a very serious matter. That was why in my own case, after multiple disclosures at the personal residence of President Biden with documents and records dating back to when he was Vice President of the United States, I had my records examined. We found that there were some classified documents that had made their way back into my personal records. We fully cooperated with the Justice Department. I took full responsibility, and I'm pleased the Justice Department concluded that investigation last week, found that it was an innocent mistake. But it was a mistake," Pence explained. "We have to protect our nation's secrets. And my only hope is, as we learn about the facts of this indictment next week, that the American people will see in this case that it would meet a high standard necessary to justify the unprecedented federal charge of a former president of the United States by the current president of the United States Justice Department, and by a potential rival. Look, as I said, I had hoped the DOJ would see its way clear to resolve this without an indictment. I think this is going to be terribly divisive for the country. I also think it sends a terrible message to the wider world that looks at America as a standard of not only democracy but of justice. But now we'll look forward. We'll learn the facts, but Lady Justice is blind," he added. "And you know, I announced my intentions to seek the Republican nomination for president this week, Hugh, and I want to pledge to your listeners around the country that when I become president, I'm going to clean house at the highest levels of the Justice Department. We're going to appoint men and women of integrity at every level that will restore the public confidence of the American people in equal justice under the law." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.